This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
I do read every single email. I don't know how other way to put this. I just don't feel like responding. I don't put thought into it.
All right.
I don't want to write paragraphs back. So I will read them. It's not that I don't read them. I just am probably not going to respond back with anything thoughtful.
Well, that's a weird admission.
Why? At least,
I thought I was going to admit something here, and then I had a weird admission out of you.
I just don't like to use up my free time.
That's interesting.
Doing any more than I have to.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
I mean, if you're not going to... You're
not the one initiating the contact. If you initiated the contact and asked them a question...
I'd rather him
and
not...
And they came back and asked you a question or something, and you didn't respond, then okay, maybe.
It's selfish, I totally admit. I mean, I'm being selfish.
I'd rather you not give a response at all rather than give, like, some weird one-sentence, half-assed response. Like, that's it. I got... You know, there were a lot of people agreeing with what I said on Friday. And I had a couple people... you can tell we had a few Steelers fans listen.
Yeah.
There were a couple of strong emails that I enjoyed quite immensely. I gotta bring this up though. I'm kind of conflicted here, and I'm not trying to start a media on media war here. That's
Let's
not what I'm
it.
Trying to do. But you know what? If that's what happens, so be it.
Who are you calling out?
I've had all weekend. Now you seem to be kind of on the same page as me. Like, I know what Miles did was wrong, and Miles needs to pay a punishment for it. I got all that. Like,
but,
it's on national television.
But
I am not outraged.
No.
Like, I have seen this pearl clutching that's been going on, and I am just not outraged. Oh, my God. Ken, I got some emails. What would you tell your kids? Well, one, they're pretty small, so I don't know if they would know the difference. Two... Mm-hmm. One of them would be, I don't think you should start fights, and you damn sure shouldn't start fights that you can't finish. That's, I think, what I would tell my kids. Don't start fights with people who are bigger than you who can finish fights. Because Mason Rudolph's a big boy in his own right. That's how big Myles Garrett is, by the way. Mason Rudolph is 6'5", like 240. Mason Rudolph is a big person.
Didn't look like
and
it there.
And Myles Garrett looked like the Hulk in comparison. I just want to point that out. Just realize how big Myles Garrett really is when 6'5", 240, 245 is still a little bit small compared to Myles Garrett. So everybody knows that. And I just had all these different Big J journalists. I don't know if I could cover the NFL anymore. Then don't cover the NFL anymore.
It's ridiculous. I laugh about that stuff.
This overreaction.
Until we get to the next incident, this is the one that everyone's talking about.
I talked to another writer out there. And I mean, I'm not a writer, just another one of the other writers out there. And this was yesterday on the phone, and he actually agreed with me. Because people keep bringing up Marty McSorley and Donald Brashear. It's like, man, McSorley was waiting on him. They had got into it earlier in the game. And just went out there like Captain Hook with the whole thing and went after him.
Well,
like,
and the Jose Offerman thing has gotten brought up where he took a bat and he ran out at the pitcher and swung a bat at the pitcher.
And I just don't understand where, and I keep getting this fight, and people are going to name names here, but that's fine. Where I heard Friday, well, I thought it was late hit. Okay, you can think it's a late hit, and that's fine, even though I disagree. But because I feel the ref is right there, that's still the ref's jurisdiction. If you're Mason Rudolph, just want to point this out. If you're Mason Rudolph, you're a quarterback. So you have a referee right there. You say something into the ref. You don't just start wrenching in a helmet. That doesn't make the situation better.
I don't think it was the late hit as much as him with the game over. The game was over. I think it was the way that he landed. I think the way that Miles took him, lifted him, put him down, and he kind of came down near his head
or
on his head, and I think that's what set him off.
I think he spun around and tried to bring him down without landing on top of him to draw a penalty.
Yeah, either way, it was the length of the wrapping up and putting down.
I'll admit, it took a little bit of time to get him down there. It was like a lion chasing down some, because again, Mason Rudolph is 6'5", 245. Not the easiest one to take down. It's not like it's Kyler Murray back there, okay? So even if you do think that it was a late hit and people are doing it, that doesn't justify starting a melee.
Well, don't you think the holding on to him with 8 seconds left in the game, Miles thought he had the ball. He thought, well, I'll hold on to him a couple seconds. It'll kill the clock. The game will be over. That's the last play.
I don't think he was. I think he was stat chasing. In the end, I think that's what those guys were doing at the end.
And that's fine. No. I understand where you're coming from there, because guys do that. I'm not going to sit there and deny
that.
Well,
he has incentives in his contract.
Yeah,
he's trying to win Defensive Player of the Year. Yeah. If you win Defensive Player of the Year, I guarantee there is an incentive in his contract where he gets paid big time.
What I'm thinking here.
Of course, now that's not going to happen.
You may disagree. You may agree. I'm not sure what you're going to think of me, but I'm like, man, I'm just not outraged. I'm not disgusted by this whole.
But you do realize how big. Like, I wondered at first if we were blowing up the story out of proportion and we're in the bubble of Cleveland.
It's a huge story.
And then
I
saw Saturday Night Live make fun of Myles Garrett last night on Saturday. Like, you know when SNL, you know when you're leading Good Morning America, which is what happened on Friday, and you're on Saturday Night Live, you know it's a big story. And you also know, I was in a high school playoff game this week, as I know you were. I sat in on a huddle before the game, and a coach goes, guys, you saw what happened this week. Don't get baited into doing anything dumb. So it is a teaching moment now. By the way, this is high school. High school coaches are using the Miles thing to say, don't let the other team get the best of you like that.
Exactly, and I'm not saying...
Why is he falling for this?
I don't think Miles... And I agree. That's why I'm not saying Miles shouldn't have any suspension at all. I'm not saying that at all. He did what he did, and he's got what's coming to him, and there's an appeals process. I think you're trying to find a finite amount, because I think that they did a good job here with the NFLPA, where because of on-field conduct, and this happens on the field, you can't have an indefinite suspension that has to be definite at some point. So now you're just trying to find some closure and hopefully at least get this thing wrapped up by the end of the calendar year, or technically by the end of the NFL season and move on into the next season. Maybe you're trying to do that if you're Myles Garrett. So that's fine. I understand, like, listen, you took the guy's helmet off, you hit him with it. I have no defense of that. I'm not making a defense of Myles Garrett. But when I look at some of the stuff like for Jay Poznanski or Joe, is it Joe? Poznanski, who's from here. Quote, the shock of seeing Garrett hitting Rudolph with that helmet still shakes me.
Yeah, nothing really shakes me. I got to say, nothing really shakes me. I mean, I've watched beheading videos.
That's a little much.
So I don't know.
That is also a little much.
I don't know that this is going to do it for me.
You saying this is Faces of Death 95?
It's going to be on the next episode, yeah.
I just don't have this response, and I'm thinking, you know what kind of gets me even more? I'm a little bit more, and this doesn't deflect, I'm not meaning to, if I'm shaken, quote-unquote, by anything, it's Demarius Randle ear-holing a wide receiver, and with blood, because that's in the field of play.
And that's what they've been trying to legislate out of the league.
Yeah, this is a one-off, once-in-a-lifetime, it's terrible, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and yes, I know, Mason Rudolph could have been seriously hurt, got it. I'm not trying to downplay that.
It sounds like you dismissed it. The way you said it, it sounds like you dismissed it.
Mason Rudolph, yeah, he could have been seriously hurt. I understand. See, understand sounds better than got it.
That was nicer.
Thank you. I understand that. But when I got a guy running full tilt and he ear holes another guy and there's blood pouring out of that guy's ear, I'm going to go, whoo, boy, that's not a good image. This is still something that's pretty scary.
In college,
I'm more afraid of that.
In college, he's suspended the next game or a half. I mean, he's suspended.
I'm more afraid of that, but I don't think anything I'm going, man, if you're really going to clutch your pearls this much, maybe just watch something else.
Brian on Twitter, I can't believe you are talking in circles to justify Miles swinging a helmet like a weapon. It was the dumbest thing ever.
I mean, you could say that all you want. I've told you a million times I'm not justifying it, but if you can't pull your head out of your ass for 5 seconds and actually stop letting your emotions run over and not listen to it, thank goodness, Brian, for the radio.com rewind where you can actually rewind and listen to what I was saying until you get yourself unemotionally adjusted and you can actually listen to the commentary that's being said.
Here's what I do wonder, because I was on Saturday, and for 4 hours, the calls from Cleveland were all, I don't want to say justifying Myles Garrett, but they were all doing the what about? What about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? Did you see this? Did you see this still? Like, it was that. Every call outside of Cleveland was like, no, it doesn't matter. You can't do that.
Which is really what should outrage everyone. Like, how does Mason Rudolph get away scot-free here?
Well, why are we the only ones?
How is he not getting suspended
because it's our player.
What would Cleveland fans, what would we be saying if it was reversed?
Probably the other way.
Wouldn't we just have the opposite opinion?
Probably the
A lot of people have preconceived ideas on Myles Garrett because of what's happened throughout the season going into this.
There's also preconceived notions. Let me throw this out at you. Say it's T.J. Watt. All right? T.J. Watt tackles Baker Mayfield. The Browns are losing 21-7 at the time. Baker Mayfield's taken down. Baker Mayfield starts ripping at the helmet of T.J. Watt. The same thing ensues. We saying the same thing about Baker Mayfield that people have been saying about Mason Rudolph?
I think
nationally,
there'd be more because of Baker's past.
That Baker
his immaturity, his problems.
Yes.
So I think, yes, you're right. Yeah. But I think locally, we would be like, public execution. We'd be saying that.
I think that this is a case in point example that your past, no matter what I want to say, your past is always going to follow you. Public perception is going to follow you. And Mason Rudolph, people don't really know about Mason Rudolph. I didn't know about Rudolph.
Mason was just in the concussion protocol 2 weeks earlier. I think that actually plays into it.
That might be too. That you're right about that. So Mason has no history there. Baker Mayfield is a polarizing figure. So I think it would be much more easier to blame Baker Mayfield. Almost called him Baker Madoff. Baker Mayfield for doing something like that. Again, no, I'm not absolving Myles Garrett of responsibility. We saw what we saw. Okay? We saw what we saw. But I'm not going to sit here and act outraged over something that happened on a football field. I'm not going to do that. It's not going to happen. If Myles Garrett would have taken off his helmet and swung it at a fan, that I would be outraged about. Somebody who can't really defend themselves in the arena, that's what I can't. Mason Rudolph wasn't walking away and Myles Garrett ran up to him and hit him in the head. Mason Rudolph went after him. He continued to go after him. What do we always say? Don't, with your helmet off, don't be doing this type of stuff. It's not an excuse. It's the truth. I have two combatants going after it here. I'm not going to be outraged over it. Miles is paying his penalty. He'll continue to pay his penalty. He's got what's coming to him. I cannot be more clear about that. For Mason Rudolph, I can't believe he's not suspended, but away you go.
I thought he was going to get suspended, but I got to tell you, had he have been suspended, it doesn't make me feel any better about anything. I know Browns fans, like, he should have been suspended. I thought he should have too. But that would not have made me feel any better about us losing our best player at the worst possible time. And you saw what teams, again, over the weekend, Baltimore, they won the division. Division's over. Okay? Now the question is, can you win a wild card? Well, the Bills and the Colts won yesterday. Like, making the playoffs with Myles Garrett was going to be almost impossible. And now it's even that much harder. I'll tell you what people are doing. People are asking Cleveland people to come on because what they want is the Cleveland person to come on and make excuses, and then they can go after
him. I can't. He hit him over the head with a helmet. There's no excuse there. And because I say that Mason Rudolph started the fight, that's not an excuse either. Mason Rudolph did start it. Can we all accept this? Do we really need to do this dog and pony show? Oh, my God. This poor Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph is 6'5", 245. It wasn't like Myles Garrett went out and hit my son with his helmet. Like, no, that didn't happen. Mason Rudolph's a grown man and continue to go after him. Like, I'm just asking for honesty. I'm not saying Myles Garrett shouldn't be suspended. Myles did what he did. He's accepting it. He's going to appeal. I think it's just to find an end to an indefinite suspension because I don't think he's coming back this year. But nobody, neither one of you or I are not saying, well, you know, you see, if you do it, I'm not doing it. And I'm not going to do that on other people's shows. What's the point of doing that?
We're all doing the blame, the pie chart of who's to blame, where's the blame. You know, I could go back and say, why was Myles Garrett out there? And then I could go back and say, why is Mike Tomlin running plays? And then you keep going back. And you know what I really figured out, the genesis of all this? It was right in front of us. It was on social media.
What?
It's Stipe Miocic's fault.
Oh, for teaching him how to fight?
For teaching him how to fight. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't wear helmets in the MMA, so there's nothing to pull off and use.
I think his UFC training, his mixed martial arts training with Stipe came in there.
I mean, Todd Haley was blaming Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah, he was.
He basically put it all on Freddie Kitchens.
Well, you know what? Me and you didn't do that, and nationally people are doing that, but here is I do have to say this. We'll get to the phones, I promise. I do wonder, when we talked about the Steelers bullying us for years, and now that was a different time in the NFL. But when they bullied us, and I wrote down, I'm thinking, all right, we all know recently Antonio Brown punting Spencer Lanning in the face during a play. Hines Ward used to do those crackback blocks, and now those are all penalties. I mean, all those blindside blocks are penalties. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Those are all, they might even be a suspension. And yet, back then it was, Hines, Ward, this is how you play the game. I love the way he plays the game. Like, that's what they would say.
So what you're saying.
And then go back to Joey Porter.
I know what you're saying.
And then go back. What am I saying?
If the Browns won a whole bunch of games before this incident,
I wonder,
it wouldn't be as bad.
I wonder about this. You know how the Browns will put out videos after wins in the locker room? You know what the video you're never going to see? Because it's been destroyed. You're never going to see the pregame speech. Because I have a feeling that pregame speech was, we're done getting bullied. We are going to be the bullies. Let's go out there. Let's go be the bullies for once. But the problem is you're 3-6. I sometimes think having that attitude like that the Ravens had and that the Steelers had, I think that just comes with having players with that mindset. I don't know that you have to tell players to do that, but it was pretty clear that the Browns, that was something they set out to do. I mean, there were five different...
I think it's something they
there
did
were
set
five
out
helmet to helmet hits in that game. Browns haven't done that all year. Why all of a sudden? Why all of a sudden is it helmet to helmet? They haven't done that all year. So they've committed penalties all year, and again, they're the league leader in penalties, but they haven't done that.
That's
I think
point.
That Freddie Kitchens came out and said, look, we are going to be the aggressors in this rivalry going forward. It's not the old Browns. This is the new Browns. And I think they took it to heart. And I wonder if that was permeating towards the end of the game with 8 seconds left. Myles Garrett, with a game that's over, is like, we're not going to take it anymore. And I just wonder if they've taken so many shortcuts, Ken. I mean, think about it. Think about the players that John Dorsey has put on this team, the questionable character guys, and one of them's gone. Antonio Callaway's already gone. This team has tried to take a shortcut. They tried to say, we're going to put as many talented players. We're only going to worry about talent. We're not going to worry about character or maturity. And so we're going to have the youngest team in the league. We're going to have no veterans, no one who's ever been there, because you know what? Those veterans are not as good. They're not as talented. They don't have the ceiling. And I wonder, when we look back at this year, that's where we might be able to find fault in how this team was constructed. Talent, 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 talent. Character, we'll just make it work. And as we're finding out in the NFL, you don't just make it work. You need some leaders. This team, going into next year, I need leaders. I need veterans. I'm willing to take some sacrifices in talent. I am, because the Browns have enough talent. They do. Now it's time to get some guys who've been there before. We have nobody on this team who's done anything. Who's done anything on this team? Nobody, including your head coach. Your head coach hasn't done anything. Like, and you gave a rookie head coach to lord over this team.
216-578-0092. I do think I want to bring up the about the fault of Freddie later, because I don't think you and I, back on Friday, we did not really blame Freddie a whole bunch. There were plenty of people more than willing to. And I thought, it's like, man, Miles is a grown man. He's been in the league now 3 years. It's a little bit of a scapegoat type of thing. 216-578-0092. Let me get to Tony in Cleveland. You're next up on the Fan.
Yes. First of all, Pittsburgh has been doing Cleveland wrong for years. James Harrison knocked out Cribs. He knocked out Mohamed Sasswell. He knocked out.
Wait, Tony, who? How do you say that name?
Hold on, James Harrison.
Who did he knock out, though? Who did James Harrison knock out?
Josh Cribs.
And?
Colt McCoy.
And?
Mohamed
Sasequatch.
Yep. And then, Hines Ward did a dirt. Now, don't get me wrong. It happened years ago. But now, Mason Rudolph, you know why they didn't suspend him? Because they know Pittsburgh would have been not having to run for the playoffs. They know what they was doing, man.
Mason Rudolph was terrible in that game.
All right, Tony, can I ask you something?
He's not been good.
I think you raised some good points.
You might be right.
Man,
think about it. If you suspend Mason, they not making a run for the playoffs. The Browns clear cut besides Baltimore. They knew that. The man was kicking Myles Garrett, ripping off his helmet, and then charged him.
Sure.
So why he's not suspended?
Tony, I'm still frustrated because I was so excited when second round, 50th pick overall, the Browns took Sasequatch. And what I have seen from the Browns team, they remember how many bad receivers they took, Tony, in the draft, and they couldn't get it right? Sasequatch just – that still bothers me to this day.
Yes.
You put it on a tee, he's going to hit it.
Yeah.
All right.
So
Tony,
right.
Thank you very
much. Owen's going to try to get Sasequatch on because I need to get his thoughts, because that's BS. Like, I remember those hits. And I mean, I can't even believe Sasquatch might be in the hospital now. I don't even know if we can get him on the air.
Well, can we say whether or not that maybe that led to Sasquatch no longer playing for the Browns?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It was the beginning of the end. I know that. I know that.
Man, what a.
I mean, you look at that roster year after year, and there's no Sasquatch.
In Zach Jackson's book, The 100 Things You Should Know or Do or Say, he has a whole chapter devoted to Sasquatch.
Things you should know, do, or say, or whatever about the Browns. 216-578-0092. Tweet at us at Ken Carman, C-A-R-M-A-N. It's Ken Carman with Anthony Lyme, Alive on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.